More information today from the World Health Organization about the genetic modification of smallpox. Last week, an expert panel recommended allowing the genetic modification of the deadly virus. That would allow researchers, for the first time, to add a new gene to the virus. Critics say that sets an unwise precedent. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Researchers on all sides of this debate worry about smallpox falling into the wrong hands. In 1967 alone, smallpox killed an estimated 2 million people. It was eradicated as a disease in the 1970s. Two stocks of the virus are kept locked in freezers under high security, one set in Siberia, the other in Atlanta. Some biodefense experts worry there might be other smallpox samples out there, left over perhaps from Russia's old bioweapons program. That's why health officials would like to be better prepared for a possible terrorist attack using smallpox. There's currently no fully approved drug for treating the disease once it sets in, and the existing smallpox vaccine can't be safely given to everybody. For these reasons, the World Health Organization, which sets out policy for smallpox research, has been considering allowing for the first time a minor genetic modification of the virus for research purposes. NPR reported yesterday that the WHO had made its final decision, but Dick Thompson, a spokesman for the organization, says the policy still has to go through a review process.
The recommendation from this expert panel will go first to our director general. It's up to him to approve this and pass it on to the next level or not. If it goes on to the next level, that's something known as the executive board. And this is a small group of what we call member states, countries to you, nations.
The board can then refer the issue to the World Health Assembly for approval. That is a gathering of all 192 member states. D.A. Henderson, however, thinks approval is virtually certain. He once led the WHO effort to eradicate the disease and served as President Bush's bioterrorism czar.
I think it is quite unlikely that they would be overturned. In fact, I would think it would be virtually unprecedented for those recommendations to be overturned.
Henderson would like to see the virus stocks destroyed, and he thinks allowing genetic modification of smallpox sends the wrong signal to other countries, since genetic modification in the wrong hands could be used to make an even more deadly disease. But he says there is international pressure now to allow new types of research to search for additional treatments, and he says the committee was assembled to weigh the science.
These are experts in the field and people generally respected around the world, so I think it would be very unlikely that individuals who were less knowledgeable but in the World Health Assembly or Executive Board would be likely to recommend these not be accepted.
Two members of the panel told NPR they expected their advice would be given significant weight. A third scientist who had served on the panel in the past said he expects the recommendations will be accepted. Political considerations could come into play, however, because discussions about smallpox research are never just about science. Jens Kuhn, a virologist at Harvard University, says inserting this one gene, which is intended to track the virus, won't by itself create anything dangerous like a superbug, but he thinks allowing these kinds of experiments with smallpox is wrong-headed.
This thing was eradicated. It is, at least officially, only in two freezers. And by doing these manipulations, you give people hints of what they could do to create another smallpox-like virus. And from that perspective, I think it's very dangerous what they're doing.
The advisory committee says it has taken these considerations into account. Their recommendations are very restrictive. They would require, for instance, that researchers get the committee's approval before proceeding with actual experiments. The committee's recommendations are expected to be passed on to the World Health Organization's Director General by January. Proponents anticipate little resistance. They say not doing the research could be catastrophic. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.